Good morning, everybody. This is Dave Weiner, and it's Evening Morning Coffee Notes on Sunday, October 30th, 2005, and it's 4:28 p.m., and for the last few Morning Coffee Notes, I've been sort of experimenting with putting the microphone down on the table in various different places. Actually, just a couple. Did a bunch of stuff from the blogger get-together meetup that we had at Fellini's restaurant in Berkeley in honor of Robert Scoble from Microsoft, and that was really fun, I thought, kind of interesting. And then on Thursday, at our normal Thursday morning breakfast that we have at Saul's restaurant on Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley, I did the same thing, a little bit different pattern, and talked, I think, mostly with Sylvia Paul and Rains Cohen, and I thought they were both had interesting stories to tell and made for a pretty good podcast. Today it's back to the normal pattern of sitting in front of a microphone and just basically telling a story. And I did this because, well, I almost wanted to just write this as a column on Scripting News, but thought that it would be one of those columns that people would just like read if they were Republican or Democrat, and just sort of skim it and either confirm that they don't agree with my politics or nod their head and go, okay, yeah, I can see, well, all right, we're still basically in agreement, without getting the point. And there's a point. And the idea that I want to talk about is actually one that Steve Gilmore pointed out to me at the, what do we call it, the Old Farts Genius Network breakfast that we had at Denny's yesterday, Saturday. By the way, I apologize. The post was horribly confusing. I think some people thought that the breakfast was actually on Sunday. And technically speaking, reading the blog post, one would conclude that it is on Sunday, because it says we're getting together tomorrow. Unfortunately, I wrote that post at like midnight, just shortly after midnight Pacific time, on Friday, and it really felt like tomorrow at the time, but it technically was not. And so I guess no big surprise there that nobody met us there Saturday, and that there really were some people there on Sunday, and God, that's, well, I hope you had a good breakfast. It's a nice Denny's, and they do have free Wi-Fi, and it's good, it's fast, and surprising that it's free. The food, Denny's food, basically, your meat lover's stuff, unless you ordered a vegetarian omelet, in which case it's a meat lover's vegetarian omelet. Next time I'm down in the peninsula, maybe we'll do another one of these. Denny's may not be the best choice, especially on a weekend morning. It's pretty crowded. It's kind of hard to get a table, even just for four. You had to wait a little bit of time to do that. But anyway, so Steve pointed something out, and it's just so obvious, and I hadn't even seen it, and hadn't even noticed it, and it's, maybe a lot of other people haven't either, because I just got through listening to Meet the Press, and nobody pointed this out, even though they were spinning Republican and Democrat. Well, this is clearly Democrat spin, okay? So, but if you're Republican, you might want to pay attention, because I'm like saying it's Democrat spin. But if you've ever watched an episode of Law and Order, which I'm a big fan of the show, and up till few years ago, I think I'd seen every episode, maybe even two or three times. Sort of lost track of it as I started traveling a lot. It became harder. Then they had Law and Order this and Law and Order that, and I only really liked the Law and Order that had McCoy and Lenny Briscoe and I can't remember all the actors' names. Well, you know which one I'm talking about. The one that had Claire, a very beautiful Claire, and the black district attorney, whose name escapes me, and the Jewish assistant district attorney Schiff, who played Schiff. I don't remember the actor's name. Anyway, I loved it. And what they would often do, this is McCoy, because McCoy would like do anything to win. He was like the, but he had always was, he wouldn't even like go after somebody even if they weren't guilty, because it might help him get the next guy up the chain, right? So what you do is you try to get whoever you can get in trouble, you try to get them in trouble, and then you sit them down and you say, look, we're not really going for you. I mean, we're thinking a little bit bigger. But we busted you because we got you. And it doesn't matter that it's on income tax evasion or lying to a grand jury or, walking across the street and against the red light or whatever. We got you and you're going to jail, okay? Except unless you give us evidence against the guy up the chain from you, And chain, get it? Like Cheney, huh? So when you think about Fitzgerald, the prosecutor who's going investigating the leaks, and William Sapphire and Meet the Press was, God, what a, can't think of an, I don't like William Sapphire. I mean, a guy gets space on the New York Times op-ed page, one would think that he'd have an obligation to at least have the appearance of being honest, but God, the guy is so incredibly, I mean, you'd have to be stupid not to, like, get that, like, he's saying things that just simply aren't true. Like, he said that, all things told, nobody did anything terrible here because there weren't any indictments about anything terrible. Well, this could be the McCoy thing going on here. And Libby, I keep getting him confused, obviously, with Libby or whatever his name is, Scooter. Scooter Libby might look... And, of course, they're not talking to him. This was the clue. The clue was that Steve Gilmore, just sort of outlined it for me. And I go, oh, wow, of course. But had I been smart enough, the clue would have been that, they're not talking to Libby at the White House now. Well, of course not, because he's like Pussy Lambadero or whatever his name was on The Sopranos. I mean, he's about to go into the witness protection program, and he's going to be sitting there across the table from Fitzgerald, and I imagine Fitzgerald might say something to him, goes something like this. Listen, Scooter, you're not the guy I want. You got the goods on the guy I want, and that is your choice. You can give me Karl Rove, or you can give me Dick Cheney. Or even better, you'll walk. You give me them both, and you get a get out of jail free card. We're just gonna like put you in the witness protection program, so that the Halliburton guys can't come and cut your throat in the middle of the night, and you go home to your family basically. And home might now be Bozeman, Montana, or Karachi, Pakistan, and you're gonna get a face job or whatever. But at least you don't go to jail. And, I don't know. See, I wouldn't be so sure that, because everybody that, you talk to lawyers about this and they say, well, there's going to be a trial. And in that trial, guess who's going to be on the witness stand? And guess who's going to either have to lie under oath, and that's probably not a really good idea, all things considered, considering that we now know that you can go to jail for like 50 years for lying under oath, or refuse to answer, invoke executive privilege, or the crisis isn't over. And the Republican spin that says, they dodged the bullet and they just got Scooter Libby, I think that's a little bit of wishful thinking. I think Scooter Libby's under a lot of pressure right now, and at this point in time, at some point in time, he's going to be wondering, why should I be the guy who takes the fall for all these other suckers? Because come on, they did it. I mean, I think they did it. If they didn't do it, then they haven't got anything to worry about, and they won't convict Scooter Libby. But I got to believe this Fitzgerald cat, he's smart, and he knows he's got Libby. And Libby's going to jail. And this is step one in the process. And as they all say, it's just step one. And that spin generally comes from the Republicans. They say it's just step one, meaning maybe the guy's going to get off. But that spin could come just as easily from the Democrats. Say this is just step one. And we don't really know the hand that Fitzgerald has and how much he's got on Karl Rove and how much he's got, whether he thinks in his gut he can get Dick Cheney. If he can get Dick Cheney, he's got a big, I mean, that's the last sitting executive member, elected member of the executive branch of government that was in that position was probably Nixon. Although, I don't know, maybe Reagan could have gone to jail for what he did. But I don't know if anybody really thinks that, like, he participated in the cover-up or whether he was just fooled. And then, of course, you got to wonder about George Bush, our president. And I might be convinced that he didn't know and that he wasn't directing all this, attack stuff. But Cheney, like, I think Cheney knew, and I think Cheney was directing it, and I think that's how Libby found out about it. And I think that there was a lot of winking and nudging going on there about, like, okay, this is how we're going to put pressure on Wilson. This is how we're going to show him that we play for keeps here at the White House. And I think it backfired on him. And I think they got caught. So that's it. That's the thought. Been doing a lot of essay writing, not a whole lot of podcasting, but damn it, this thing belonged on the podcast. So there you have it. What else to say? I'm looking forward on November 4th. I'm getting they're shipping me a new Mac, and man, this is the first desktop computer I've had in, wow, it's been a long time. The last desktop computer I bought was oh, I think it was for my own personal use. Never mind what went into the server farm. That's a whole different story. But I've been using laptops steadily now for oh, well, it's been pretty close to probably 8 years, 7 or 8 years, something like that. Bought a 450 megahertz Dell, and then since then it's been pretty much laptops. And I bought a 23-inch cinema display. I don't know why they call it cinema. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I bought a Honker, screaming, total screaming Honker, dual CPU machine with. It's got to have enough memory, 2 gigabytes of RAM. I went and bought the double size hard drive, 500 gigabytes. I know that that's plenty of disk space for little old me. And I'm gonna keep my iBook G4, which I like a lot. And it's funny how this happened. I still don't like the whole Apple culture. I will not become a member of the guys who lick their computer screens. I think that's really incredibly dorky. Even like, God, I'm dorky. But they make a nice computer. It is a lot nicer than the computers you get over on the Windows side. And they're sweet color computers that, and I kind of want to make my software really pretty. That's it makes you want to make your software pretty. And I think that's a good thing, and I'm happy about that. So, anyway, it's been a short 13-minute. Wow, I'm looking at my screensaver here. Here's a picture of me with my arm around John Sculley, with my eyes closed. Yeah, politics makes strange bedfellows, doesn't it? John Sculley's a nice guy. He means well, and it was nice actually to run in him in New York the way we did, and. He was at the very first OPML roadshow. How do you like that? So, anyway, I would do the same if I ran into Steve Jobs somewhere. Let's sit down, have a cup of coffee with him, and tell him I like his computer and that I don't know. I wouldn't even give him advice. I'd say, hey, good that you're embracing podcasting. Next time you want to enhance RSS, how about pick up the phone and give me a call and maybe we can come in and because if we're going to be living with what you do for a long time, we might as well. Like avoid some obvious pitfalls, which would be nice. That's about all. I think they're doing a pretty good job over there at Apple, more or less. Anyway, and they could give us a little bit more credit. It would be kind of nice. It'd be nice that You know, well, whatever. But who cares? Anyway, I'm happy. I'm looking forward to getting the machine. And then on November 1st, which is Tuesday, I'll be going to a briefing by Ray Ozzie and Bill Gates in San Francisco to hear about what they're doing. And I don't have the slightest clue what they're going to talk about. And I don't know who's going to be there. I do know that Mike Arrington will be there, and I bet Steve Gilmore will be there as well. And obviously, there'll be a lot of press people. All indications are it's sort of like this is they're going to say, okay, well, we're gonna start new in a whole bunch of different areas, and you know, come and get ready to be excited. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come be ready to be excited, and I'm going to have my laptop with me, and hopefully there'll be Wi-Fi. It's at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco, and with any luck, we'll have a nice little report for you on Tuesday. And then, let's see, so that's Tuesday the 1st. Probably by Friday, I guess I'll have my new computer, and I'll be kind of excited about that. I don't know. That's about it. Can't think of anything else to talk about. OPML, you know, all the way. OPML is going pretty good. And I think by this time next year, we'll all be like riding the OPML wave. And it'll turn out that it'll be the big surprise of 2006 for a lot of people, that there's just going to be a ton of growth, a lot of excited users, and a lot of new applications coming online. Not necessarily the applications everybody's sort of thinking are going to be coming, but that's okay because surprise is good, right? So yeah, it's going great. We came out with the OPML validator, and I'm working on software again, and I'm really enjoying it. So hope you're all doing great. And this is like Morning Coffee Notes, www.morningcoffeenotes.com, and you can read my daily blog at www.scripting.com, and this is the Morning Coffee Notes, man, for the October 30th, 2005 Morning Coffee Notes. See y'all later. Bye.